Have a very cool video on YouTube, a DUI, I understand, for your song 27 Club. Tell me about the song and the video.
Oh, man. This was after watching way too much Black Mirror. But it's like the Outer Limits, kind of style of technology. And we just kind of started with this idea of like, what would happen if you could digitize your soul, And we obviously didn't have the budget of Black Mirror, but we wanted to do the sci-fi video of, we weren't able to pay for our recording session with Chris, so he wanted to digitize our souls into a tank crew to battle viruses in his computer. And I love that video so much because it's a dichotomy against the track itself. Like, the track is pretty heavy lyrically and emotionally, and kind of what we're talking about, these are transitions in life, right? And this like pivotal time in your life of 27 years old, and you're you kind of feel like you should have more things figured out at the time and you don't. And I just love that that song has that message, but the video is just so much fun, you know, and it's on top of it. And I think that's like a guiding thing we always try and do in the Night Terrors, is even like our name, the Night Terrors, right? I mean, you think we'd probably be like a, you know, like a speed metal band or something, but I think we just love the salty and the sweet together, you know, and I think that video complements in so many ways.
Do you achieve that because you all are different in what you bring to the collaboration, or do you feel like you're all starting out from kind of the same place?
I think it's so different, you know. When we started the Night Terrors, like one of the main things was is that, you know, I know Kurt wanted to sing a lot more lead vocals, and I've always been a fan of the of bands like Taking Back Sunday and Hall & Oates, like bands with big personalities in them, and you know the members, right? And and when they write together, you can tell each part is so singular, like you can hear what each person's doing, but when it comes together, it is such an overwhelming experience. It comes together as if it's like wrapped by a bow. And for us in the Night Terrors, having that separation now with Kurt singing a lot of leads too, when we write, you know, Trish and I'll bring a song to the band, but having to go through that with Kurt and write second vocals and overlapping vocals and harmonies, really, I think, took our songwriting to a whole new level, because Kurt's now inputting on it, right? He's coming up with these ideas and these, the phrasings and the way that he pronounces words and sings them. And just adding that into the pie has been amazing. And, you know, a little known fact too about Nathan, our drummer, is he's probably like one of the most prolific lyricists I know. Like he writes all the lyrics in his other band, in Search of Sasquatch, but we always bring all of our lyrics to him too. And when he kind of goes over them, he brings up things like, you know, switching out words or kind of, you know, moving parts around and putting things in. And I think because of that, the band itself has so many layers that a song goes through that when it comes out, I think that it's so cool to see how everyone's vision kind of came out and led to this song that has just come together and breathed in such a unique way.
I stalked y'all online a little bit to get ready for this conversation, and I got a real kick out of your personal stats on your website. So where can everybody else go see those and find you online to keep track of what you're up to?
Yeah, I mean, if you visit thenightterrors.net, you can find everything. All of our links are there, and we have everything. I'm glad you didn't find my OnlyFans account. I have it myself, and we all have that. I'm just kidding. Sometimes we joke about that. It'd be super funny. But nightterrors.net, and as well, you know, we're on all the classic socials on Facebook and everything else if you search for us. So
perfect.
Yeah.
I'd like to take us out with your song Penelope. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, Penelope, that's a heavy song. It's a good song for I think Halloween. it came from like a really, really kind of sad conversation I had with my grandma, my Baba, as we call her in Ukrainian. And she had told me about, you know, her good friend who lived down the street, and very sad. She got cancer, and unfortunately, her husband during all this thing had an affair with the nurse. And it was just such a heartbreaking story, but I just like the idea that out there, her friend Penelope might be getting some revenge, you know, and it's kind of like the story of her husband's perspective, feeling kind of haunted by his bad decision of it all, you know, and the song itself, like the lyrics, I think that it really kind of paints this picture of, you know, being in the house by yourself, just like going over your mind all the decisions you made and kind of all the different paths you could have taken. And I just think that, you know, hopefully there's justice out there somewhere. Karmatic justice, you know.
I gotta tell you, I can relate to all the themes on your record, and it's a great one. Dave, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much, mate. Honestly, I'm a huge fan. I can't wait for this. Thank you so much for talking with me.